Just thought it had to do with like building cars and airplanes and stuff. I never really thought about jewelry or using 3D printers.
Maria Lysi of Lisbon Central School is excited to discover that engineering can be artistic. She's one of nearly 100 middle school students attending a manufacturing event at Three Rivers Community College in Norwich, organized by the Connecticut Center for Advanced Technology, CCAT. Mary Fitzgerald, president of Acme Y Products in Mystic, shows Lysi how to make a simple metal bracelet using a hand-turned tool, also used to make fan guards.
A lot of the girls don't know what careers are available in manufacturing until someone shows them.
Students are curious about the layering process in additive manufacturing and the use of cutting tools.
So what do these do?
So these are cutting tools.
Eighth grader Amir Butcher from Teachers Memorial Middle School thinks some of the tools on display by manufacturer Sanwick Cormont are similar to what his dad has in the garage.
I'm just wondering if I'm going to get a job that pays enough and I like it. I've had a lot of people say in my life that if you love your job, you never work a day in your life. So I'm looking for one of those jobs.
Butcher is pleased when a volunteer tells him that even entry-level wages in manufacturing are higher than average in other fields, around 60%. The average salary for a manufacturing job is nearly $90,000. At a General Dynamics booth, students learn about the massive Virginia-class submarine.
How does it work?
Hiring manager Gene Harper says the kids were asked what they knew about manufacturing.
It was pretty apparent that they don't understand what manufacturing is about and how widespread it is in Connecticut and what kind of opportunities there are for them to go into those fields. And that's what we're trying to do, is get the word out to the students.
Grace Sawyer-Jones, president of Three Rivers Community College, says one way to increase student awareness is by exposing them early on to engineering careers.
This is what creates the increase in numbers, though, is by having students who are looking at these fields long before they come to college. And more important, the manufacturing businesses that are here. Those are the parts that you bring together early in their lives, so they really have a realization of possibilities.
According to the Connecticut Department of Labor, there is a need for 560 new manufacturing workers each year from 2010 to year 2020 to replace an aging workforce, particularly machinists, assemblers, and computer-controlled machine tool operators. Executive Director John Beauregard of the Eastern Connecticut Workforce Investment Board says industry and academia need to work together to reduce the skills gap in advanced manufacturing.
We've learned firsthand of some of those openings and how some of the programs we can design by working together can fill those gaps. We had a manufacturing class that graduated last spring. They went through a complete community coordinated pipeline, if you will. I think it was 30 of the 33 graduates found employment.
CCAT was awarded a state grant to promote the manufacturing sector through year-long events. Susan Palisano, Director of Education and Workforce Development, says CCAT's programs over the years have brought results.
We've seen enrollments at our technical high schools in ninth grade students coming in and choosing manufacturing technologies as their professional track. We've seen enrollment at schools where we have run summer programming increase enormously, actually, in some cases double.
Initiatives include hands-on events for middle and high school students, open houses at manufacturers' locations, and workshops for parents and guidance counselors. This month alone, the nonprofit plans to reach out to more than 500 kids. Sujata Srinivasan, WNPR News.